When their beloved cat died from lung cancer, the whole family of Chilliwack did not suspect radon as the culprit. Jill Hall herself had been diagnosed with radon-related lung cancer as a non-smoker. She is also a local realtor who has been sounding the alarm ever since about the health risks of radon gas in Chilliwack homes, and beyond. Radon Action Month kicks off across BC on November 1st and Hall is helping to get the word out. The BC Real Estate Association has teamed up with the BC Lung Foundation and the Real Estate Foundation of BC, for the second year, along with BC's 8 real estate boards, including the Chilliwack and District Real Estate Board, with the 2025 Radon Gas Public Awareness Campaign. The campaign makes it clear that left unchecked, odorless, colorless radon gas can do damage at the cellular level in the lungs. It is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers, as in Hall's case, and can quickly accelerate or exacerbate the risk exponentially for smokers. Hall is forced to do a lot of myth-busting around the radon realities, and it's because most don't have access to updated data. If you think you live in an area that does not have high radon levels, it is because it has not been tested for radon, Hall explained, adding that existing maps do not accurately portray the real risks, which can vary in one community. That is why testing radon is key. Measuring for radon concentrations in buildings, schools, hospitals, and residences is possible with radon detectors, which can be purchased, or even loaned out from the Fraser Valley Regional Library. They measure the becquerels per cubic meter, which when above 200 becquerels per cubic meter could be considered a risk to health. Our readings were averaging 200 becquerels per cubic meter in our previous home, Hall said. The Canadian guideline for taking action to reduce radon in indoor air is 200 becquerels per cubic meter, becquerels per cubic meter. Hall said she supports the campaign that guides those seeking more info to radonkills.ca/BC. I am circulating the links and these details because I know that knowledge about radon will save lives, Hall said. Some are not aware that radon is formed from the breakdown of uranium, which enters homes through cracks, gaps, and openings in foundations, and can build up to dangerous concentrations. Home sellers need to disclose known high levels of radon on their property disclosure statements. Since 2020, the BCREA and BC Lung Foundation have been working to educate realtors about radon and its health risks. It's therefore important for realtors and real estate professionals to understand the importance of sharing resources and knowledge about radon. We have 3 key intentions with this campaign, the BCREA said in a release about the 2025 radon campaign. Increase awareness of radon gas and the associated threats to British Columbians. Encourage the purchase of radon test kits and residential radon testing, and direct the public and realtors to radonkills.ca/BC for information.